Hi, everybody. This is Sterling Severance, pastor at Tabernacle Baptist Church. And I am grateful today to have Linda Southworth and April Kennedy with us. They are going to share with us a good word about what happened yesterday on December the 19th here in the year 2020, the year of all years, related to a ministry that's been going on for a very long time that we lovingly call Christmas baskets, even though it doesn't actually involve a basket, but often boxes and bags and all kinds of wonderful things. So Linda and April, thanks for being with us today. Why don't we start with you, Linda? Tell us a little bit about this ministry. Like, how long have we been doing it? What's it look like in the past? How's it changed through the years?
Well, we have been doing this ministry for quite a number of years. I'm afraid I didn't look up the exact year that we began, but of course, it began relatively small, and it was a deacon ministry started by the Board of Deacons. And so the church would contribute money towards the Christmas baskets. And the crew that wanted to work, any crew from the church that wanted to work on the Christmas basket ministry would get together. And one of the members, Dick Densler in particular in the past, ordered all the food for the baskets. And then we would have volunteers to come the day before the distribution, and we would pack the boxes and bags. And then on the next day, we would go out to various areas of the city and deliver the baskets to the people that we were trying to serve. So that went on for a number of years. It has grown now. It got up to around 100 baskets for a while. And then this year, I'll let April tell you a bit more about this year and the numbers that we had.
Fantastic. Thanks, Linda. I know in the past we've had an amazing assortment of faithful volunteers that come year in and year out on the day of. And then you've got a really faithful circle of people that always do work weeks in advance and even weeks after the fact. And you've been a key part of that circle for a long time. So many, many thanks to you. And we'll let you talk about some of those awesome folks here in a moment. But let's go ahead and lob it to April. April, Linda's given us a little bit of the background in the past. How about this year? What was different this year and how did it play out?
So this year, Linda and I started planning for Christmas baskets back in February. At that point, we had no idea what this year was going to look like. But we had a goal, and our goal was that we would be providing Christmas meals for all of the families who are coming to community ministry. And so we started that planning. And as you all probably know, in late March, we made the decision that we needed to be open every week, and our community ministry has grown through the months. Bring us to November, and in November, we decided that we would have Linda come every week and sign up anyone who came. And so the sign-up process was basically so that we knew how many turkeys to order, how many half gallons of milk and eggs, and so that we could have these meals prepared. But the goal was always to provide a Christmas meal for anyone who showed up on December 19th. And so when we got to the end of signups, we had 135 families signed up. And we went ahead and decided to make another 25, what we were calling Christmas bags, for anyone who might show up who didn't have a chance to sign up for the Christmas baskets. We ended up serving 181 households yesterday. Every family received a full Christmas meal. They either received the traditional basket, which included the turkey, or they got a bag, which included a ham. It was really an amazing day.
181 is shocking. I think I said in our corporate worship time this morning, 135. So clearly it grew from the last time that I got the report. It's amazing. How did that happen? Can you name some of the folks that we should be sure to thank?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
First and foremost, the Richmond Concert Band does an amazing job every year of not only collecting canned goods, but also collecting money for us to buy the items that aren't shelf stable. And they didn't let us down this year. Even though they're not meeting regularly, they went ahead and made a collection for us, brought trunk loads of food to us, and collected a nice amount of money to help us buy the turkeys and milk and eggs, items that needed to be refrigerated. In addition to that, the people of the church really stepped up. I have had donations coming in regularly on Friday mornings. I've had people reaching out and bringing items throughout the week to help us provide these Christmas baskets. One more thing I'd like to mention.
Yeah, go ahead.
We do have, we have some homeless neighbors who don't have any need for a turkey. And we had people step up and make lovely bags for them that included gift cards so they could go and get a hot meal at McDonald's, hats, gloves, snacks, just really a special, we'll say, Christmas meal for them as well.
Love it. Linda, how about you?
Yes, we've had, you know, many people, as you said, over the years, many volunteers who have helped with this ministry. And over the past number of years, Bill Gradwell and I have kind of headed it up. And then Brenda Gradwell, of course, helps, especially with calling, as well as Sandy Lowry. But in addition to the four of us who are the main ones doing the calling and organizing the lists and getting all of the food to the church, other than what April has through the Feed More program and for the community ministry, we have her whole crew who come regularly on a Saturday morning. And the one fellow, of course, Robert in particular, just is very good about moving people through quickly. And Tori, of course, does a great job reaching out to the people and really extending herself and helping to get to know our neighbors. And so we're just so grateful. We also had Chuck Flugrath's whole family, his wife, Bev, and daughter, Kristen Cavallo, and her children, Matt and Kate, came to pack on Friday all morning, or rather all afternoon. So we have quite a history, and we have people who just love to be involved.
That's awesome. Linda, just curious, anything in particular stand out to you as kind of a God moment in the days leading up to or the day of?
Yes, when I was there signing people up, I remember two cases in particular where, you know, when I offered the opportunity for this young woman to sign up, I said, this is, you know, a church ministry and the church is providing these Christmas baskets. So I'm wondering if you'd be interested in signing up for one. And she's like, she just was, you know, so ecstatic and relieved. She said, oh, my goodness. She said, God has answered my prayer. She said, I don't know where our Christmas dinner was going to come from. Thank you so much. And then another young man, a young single man, was so excited and surprised when I said that we would provide this. And he was so excited. He said, oh, my goodness. He said, I can take it down to Williamsburg and have Christmas dinner with my mother and my brother. And so when he came to pick it up yesterday, he just was delighted to be able to still say he could do that. So those are just a couple of examples. And there are, of course, others, you know, this year and across the years. But those two are the ones that stood out to me this year.
April, how about you?
So I came home yesterday with a pile of Christmas cards that our neighbors brought to the volunteers of community ministry. And one woman, when she handed it to me, said, you all have become family this year. And I looked at her and I said, you've become my family too. Like, I look forward to talking to you every week and finding out what's going on in your life and seeing seeing God at work in all of that.
Isn't it amazing how God brings us together? That was kind of the theme of a service we had earlier this afternoon with Bread for the Journey for the Right and Finley Families. And just you meet somebody and you don't realize a little bit further down the line, you'd just end up amazed at how God has taken that first conversation, sometimes even an awkward one, and transformed it into something that not only feels natural, but feels life-giving. And so I know there's a tremendous gift of mutuality in all of this. And I just want to say on behalf of the church, how grateful we are to the two of you and also that inner circle that you all have talked about. And then to make the transition beyond Christmas baskets, the core group of folks that have just served so faithfully in community ministry, particularly as it's ramped up over the course of these last 9 months of 2020, to go from once a month to every week and see the numbers of people that are struggling with food insecurity just every week, more and more momentum. It's very clear God has given us the people that we need. And it's very clear that the neighbors that are coming are also providing something that is needed on our end. And that's the gift that is God's economy. So thank you. Doesn't begin to say enough, but Linda and April, and to those of you that have been such a key part of Christmas baskets, including the Richmond Concert Band, just on behalf of the church, thank you, thank you, thank you. April, we're going to give you last word. As far as community ministry goes, is there anything that we can be praying about collectively or anything that you want the extended family and immediate family alike to kind of know about?
So I would love for people to know how to become involved in community ministry. We, of course, would always welcome you to come and volunteer. We have volunteer opportunities throughout the week. Usually we're working Wednesday and Fridays, and then of course on Saturdays. But if you're really wanting to get involved, we will find a time and a place to plug you in. But I'd also like you to know that I update a list of food and clothing needs that we need, and I try to update that monthly so it is current.
And that's on the website, correct?
That should be on the website. I know it goes out in the Tab Weekly.
The Tab Weekly, maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe it's that.
We're in transition. If it's not on the website, it will be. Just give us 2 or 3 weeks. Let us get through Christmas, and we'll circle around and be sure. These are crazy times.
Yeah, sorry.
If people want to volunteer on Saturdays, is there anything you'd want us to know?
It's helpful if I know you're coming. I want to make sure that there's a good use for you, that you're not going to end up just standing around. So it's very helpful to know if you're coming. And you can always email me. My email is april@tbcrichmond.org. That's a great way to contact me if you've got donations. It's a great way to contact me if you want to volunteer. I have such dreams for like where we're going this year, and the more people I have involved, the more we're going to be able to accomplish.
Yes, I join you in being excited about that. And I know you and I've met at length, and there are other good meetings coming up with the Inner Circle related to community ministry about just church-wide engagement. I think one of the things I'm so excited about with the church collectively adopting kind of what we're calling a simple church, quote, end quote, model for the first 6 months of the year is we really want to invest the energy that we would have spent doing something a little bit more complex, investing heavily in community ministry, as well as a very meaningful, engaged conversation church-wide about where God's taking us next. And I'm convinced these two things go hand in hand, because I'm convinced that it's community ministry in so many ways that God's going to use to not only church, to help the church reemerge, but also to dream new dreams. And so under your good leadership, April, along with you, Linda, and all the other amazing faithful volunteers, I think we're going to look back a year from now and just say, wow, who would have thunk it? So I think we should wrap up probably out of respect for folks' time and your time. You've had a busy weekend and a busy week leading up to it. So you all go take a nap. It's the Sabbath day. And again, receive our gratitude. We love you all. We're grateful. And to all of you all that listened in the Tabernacle family and extended family alike, we hope you have a fantastic couple of days. And then we certainly hope to see you on the live stream on Christmas Eve as well as Christmas morning. Blessings, friends. Linda and April, thanks again. You all take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Sterling.